a year and a half ago. Had the biggest website in the world. This guy was on Rupert Murdoch's radar, right? He would just rather have been on Rupert Everett's radar. He's ready to sell his shit for like $100 million. And I was with him. I was like, I get it. You got a brand. You got a thing. Let's make it happen. Dude got brought into all the biggest offices in the world, sat on the other end of a giant long table. They took out a checkbook and they said, Mr. Lavender, because that's his name. I think it's fucking Spanish for laundromat. Mr. Lavender, we are prepared to give you anything you want. Why don't you write it down on a piece of paper? And they're all fucking nervous. Like, all right, let's get the checkbook ready. He writes down, I want a t-shirt line at Hot Pocket. Fucking Hot Topic, Hot Pocket, whatever. I don't know, I'm stuck there. Give me a t-shirt line at fucking Hot Topic Pocket and $50 and we'll call it a day. A VH1 and a show on a t-shirt line? You were bigger than MySpace, dude. What the fuck did you do? So then, because he realized that he fucked it up, so now he's got a t-shirt line. It's him and fucking Marilyn Manson. Good for you. Enjoy it. You know? So then he has to go tell people that I made out with him at a club. And I never said anything, but you know what? You're damn right I made out with him at a club. Absolutely made out with him in a club. You know why? Because I can't stand a gay guy who acts like he just turned gay yesterday. I can't take it. As soon as a guy's running around all wild, I'm wild! This is the wildest I've ever been in my life! I will fuck you in the ass to shut you up. You are not wilder than me. You are not wilder than me. Once you challenge me, I will go ass to mouth with you. Just to shut you up. First of all, I was thinking about going gay until you turned into a spokesperson. Actually, I was thinking about going gay, I can't lie. I was thinking about going gay, because every man has thought about going gay. It's usually like, you know, the middle of the night, like 2:23 in the morning, you wake up. Ooh, cock, interesting.
Hello, everybody.
So that is the joke that Dina Hashem told about XXXTentacion that caused that whole controversy.
No. We're going to get a bunch of clown faces on this episode. Something I didn't know what it was until this week.
Is that their trademark, is the clown face?
Oh, have you not seen this?
Well, I've seen it. I've been following it, but I didn't know the clown face. I was like, these kids sure do like that
clown. The clown face.
So they've taken it?
That's right.
Oh.
Which offends Tommy.
Not my clown. Not my clown.
Tommy, you are a clown.
Oh, that was some material from my former high school favorite musician, John Mayer.
Not lying.
He's edgy as F.
He's pretty edgy. We should introduce our guest. We got Mayer a while.
Oh, you got her. Here I am, my own kind of sexual napalm.
In the rain.
We're so excited. She came.
She drove downtown in the rain.
In a
9:30 on a Tuesday night. Wait, it's Monday.
Yeah, I'm getting confused now. I'm like, I don't know what day it is. Like, yeah, it's a flood warning here in Brooklyn. Rats
all the
are
women
fighting.
Heard we're doing John
Mayer.
That's right.
I thought that I was gonna say it. I saw what it was outside. I'm like, I'm gonna say this is gonna be like me and John Mayer. And Tommy, of course.
Tommy has that 11 thing from Stranger Things where he can see your thoughts and then he steals people's jokes before they even say them.
That's classic, classic Tommy. normally it's about women coming too. He can't help himself. Takes all the good cum jokes.
Well, you know who wants that 11 thing? Drake.
Oh
God!
Shit.
Yeah, Jane, my friend Jane Harrison, who does my podcast with me, Significant Others. You sneak it in right in the beginning.
I like it. Yeah,
they don't even know it hits them. But she has this whole thing about Drake and Millie Bobby Brown. She talks about them all the time. And then the other day, she's like, "Her name's Millie Bobby Brown, right?" I'm like, "You bring this up every week on our podcast that you think they're dating."
Maybe he thinks that she's Bobby Brown.
What if Drake and Bobby Brown like started some DL?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It's something to talk about.
That's true.
Well,
not on this show.
Not today. We don't need any clown faces coming for us.
We're going to have the clown faces. That's all right.
So
I think they're good.
Yep.
Sorry. Yeah, that was the stand-up. He was talking about Perez Hilton, if it wasn't clear.
Oh, is that who it was about?
Yeah, sorry. I should have. I thought that he says it in the clip, but it's just the title of the clip. Yeah, he says that he gets annoyed that Perez Hilton is like, oh, I'm wild. And he's like, it's his first day being gay. And his reasoning for making out with Perez Hilton is that he will out-gay him. Because that's he's very competitive about how gay he is, apparently.
He's John Mayer. He's competitive about everything. True. Okay. But that joke was, we can all agree as comedians, flawless. So
yeah, that was actually perfect.
Pretty offensive. Where was that? Where was he doing that?
It looked like Tommy's show. I don't know.
It was the White House correspondence dinner.
It's probably the Cellar.
It is. No, it wasn't the Cellar. It was like some kind of like, it looked like a bar show of some kind. I don't know.
Do you think he'd do my, I don't have a show yet or now, but do you think he'd do mine?
I think he'd pop in. Why not?
He's got a t-shirt.
So he does that. It's funny how even John Mayer, there's just people talking during his set. People just like, woo,
hot
lady goes, hot pocket. I was so mad. And he's not even a fucking comedian. I don't care if people heckle him. Mm. But somewhere in me, I was like, oh, fuck you.
Lady, get it to fucking get. He's not Jim Gaffigan. He won't come today.
Yeah.
I love how his biggest laugh line was off of a Jim Gaffigan bit.
Yep.
Oh, man. I wish he would do it more. God, but we're not here to talk about his comedy.
That's what you thought.
Even though it is relevant to his genius as an artist.
We're
going to
be rating the playlist based off of his jokes.
he sounds like this like super confident guy. Like I've had these people come to open mics I've ran in the past where they're like, I don't know, I do some music stuff. I got probably 30 minutes of material. And then just go up there, start talking about how they don't want to be gay. You know, that's basically all it ever is.
That's most of comedy.
He has a lot of comedy.
Just every man going like, bam, hope. I'm not gay.
But if I were.
We should, since we're talking about a stand-up, it won't come up again. We should talk about the Kumail thing.
Yes,
now.
I was just thinking that. So somebody posted in the comments, it was me.
It was I.
Because everybody was being so fucking positive about John Mayer.
Did you post it and put a little like clown face?
We should. You know what? I'm going to become a 15-year-old kid and start posting
clowns on
stuff.
I'm going to reclaim the clown face.
This is how I'm going to get my youth back. The fountain of youth was in the clown emoji the whole time.
Just comment on people's statuses. Be careful. Clown face.
So there's a story. I had heard this on podcasts and stuff, but I never actually read this thing about John Mayer and Kumail Nanjiani. So apparently it was at the show. It was at Seth Herzog's show. I didn't know
that. Sweet.
It was at Sweet. I had no idea. He came. John Mayer popped in with like a buddy of his who was supposedly on the show. Or the guy told him he could do time probably.
Sure.
I don't think it was the guy who produced. It wasn't Seth or anything like that. But it bumped Kumail's set. I want to find the actual thing here. I had it pulled up. But there's so many comments that it's a little harder to find.
People love John Mayer.
It's true.
While you're looking, I do just want to say we know going in that he's very good at guitar, and that is every comment is he's actually good at guitar.
Yeah. He's very good at guitar.
Yes, and we all were saying that as a fact, and we're not gonna. I feel like it's a bit of a straw man argument. You don't really see people saying he sucks at guitar.
No, never.
He's just plicking it like.
He's just slamming
his hands again. No, he's clearly
John's actually good.
He's clearly a very good guitarist. I was reading, like, you know, my research, 10 interesting facts about John Mayer.
Yep.
He wanted to learn after seeing Back to the Future.
Yes.
Well, that inspired him to play the guitar.
That came up in some of the quizzes I was looking at. My favorite, there's one of them I might have you do later, but there's one that I'm not going to have you do. But one of the questions that I want to read really quickly, this is a true or false. This is a one quiz question. We'll see how you can do on it.
Pressure's on. True or false, one quiz question. One question quiz.
This is going to see if you're a true fan or not. Okay.
We'll see.
John Mayer has worked with Usher, mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson, and Jimi Hendrix. And Jimmy, by the way, is spelled J-I-M-M-Y.
True.
God damn it. Unless there's just some guy whose name is Jimi Hendrix and they spell it that way.
Well, he collaborates with everybody. He probably collaborated with Jimi Hendrix's hologram.
I want to say really quickly that Tommy was inspired by Back to the Future to start attacking women in cars. So this article here is labeled John Mayer labeled an accidental racist after interrupting Kumail Nanjiani's recent stand-up set. I already love the title.
I mean, who an among us hasn't racist? Been there before? Accidental
well, there was
racist.
An article Tommy McNamara labeled accidental racist after doing Jamaican accent on Tony Deo episode of Stand By Your Band. Wait, was that episode?
No,
that was
Davis,
a different one.
And I was the only
That's
one who
right.
didn't do the accent. You and Brett both
hey,
did.
Hey, the article's fucked up. I don't know what to tell you.
I've been known to do some poor accents in the past that I prefer not to drudge up. Please don't talk to my partner because he will bring all of them up.
Past guest, Kevin O'Brien.
Past guest, Kevin O'Brien, who remembers all of my faults. So please. Wait, so what was the accent you were doing?
No, I was kidding.
Sure, go back to the real
people.
It was
the Shaggy episode. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, Jamaican.
And I, what Tommy doesn't know is I edited the episode to make it sound like he's the only one who does it.
And he's just saying like Shaggy quotes.
So here's the Kumail story.
Oh my God, what happened?
Let's see here. It is that while he had heard some word of Mayer's, this is Kumail, had heard some word of Mayer's bizarre stand-up appearance bubbling around. It wasn't until we attended, so the story comes from Kumail telling the story at the Bell House in Brooklyn. This is from 10 years ago, too. I thought it was more recent than that.
Okay.
After an opening set from his Michael and Michael Have Issues co-star, Michael Showalter,
this is from 10
Nanjiani
years ago.
Took the mic and proceeded to tell the crowd of 200 or so attendees that 9/11 will never happen. No. 10 years ago. no. he said that, let's see, he was doing Seth Herzog's show that... Mayer bumped him and then proceeded to bomb for not 5 minutes, but 20, eating into Nanjiani's performance time.
Love it.
Which would have been fine, except Mayer then decided to come back out on stage again in the middle of Kumail's set.
Yes.
This is when things got weird.
Would it have been fine, by the way?
What's
like
that?
He bombed for 20 minutes, which would have been fine. It's like, I don't know if that would have been fine.
No,
that's
still annoying.
Yeah, that's still
yeah.
a very long time. I can just see the person hosting the show giving him the light and just not getting in. And then he's like, and then this time when Taylor Swift was talking to me and like
right.
just going in
yeah.
to his killer gay material. So wait, what happened after that?
So then he was apparently, Kumail was somewhat rattled after having his set time cut by Mayer. But things got awkward after Mayer referred to the Pakistan-born Kumail as Kabul, which I do think might be what Marc Maron called him in Maron when he recreated the fight that they had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had some other name for him that was like similar, but not quite.
Kabul's like a city in Afghanistan, I think, right?
That could be, yes.
Fact check.
Yeah, nobody fact check.
But anyway, calls him Kabul.
Anyway, making matters
it's
even
the capital
worse.
Capital of Afghanistan. Thank you.
Mayer apparently then began heckling Nanjiani on stage, telling him that he looked like a brown guy but sounded like a white guy.
Wait. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
But doesn't he have an... Okay, keep going.
It says double whoops.
Oh, God, whenever
this
I say something
Vulture.
Horribly...
Yeah.
I could write for Vulture. God, somebody whoops this. Keep going, there's more.
Now, Nanjiani was careful last night not to accuse Mayer of being a racist, nor does he seem to hold a real grudge against him. Rather, he was just relating a hilariously surreal story of a recent stand-up gig to a bunch of comedy nerds. However, in the video below, revered local comedian Eugene Merman doesn't shy away from... This is a great show, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is a really good lineup.
He calls him an accidental racist.
Sure.
So how does Mayer feel about all this? Well, he was quick to get in touch with Sean McCarthy, the man behind the popular comedy blog The Comics Comic, to give his side of the story. As Mayer tells McCarthy, I felt really bad. I felt like I ruined his set. Yeah, you probably did, bud.
God, no one understands.
It says, that's pretty big of him, but it just feels like the slightest bit disingenuous when you consider that he also described the scenario to McCarthy as being combative in the sense that the crowd at the Slipper Room didn't really accept the fact that the jock, the guy who gets all the girls, was at a place where the guys who talk about how they don't get the girls.
Wait, John Mayer referred to himself as the jock?
Yeah. Yeah, and then he says, like, he's in their domain, the nerds who don't get the girl.
And then he just played a guitar riff.
He's blaming that's why he didn't do well. Yeah.
Oh, God, how do you not like this guy? I mean, truly.
Boy. Yeah.
He's got some, he has had some things in pop culture and in the media. get
mixed up.
He said
the N-word at some point on Twitter
or
something.
Yes, he has. Yeah. He also said that his dick was a white supremacist because
right.
he doesn't really, he's
his
not really
dick
attracted.
Is David Duke.
David
yeah,
Duke.
That's what he said.
Not normally attracted to women of color, apparently. I think that's what
he says
means?
That his dick is not attracted to women of color.
But he
Watch
is?
Your mouth.
I can't. I don't know. I just see his little dick in a little Klan outfit, you know?
Sure.
That's what I see
of
when
course.
I think of it. But mm-hmm. he has said some really, you know, off-putting things. But when I first fell in love with him,
yeah, let's hear
he wasn't
a little
like
bit about
that,
that,
okay?
Let's hear about
he was
the
much
beginning.
Different.
Sure.
The back when he was just John Mayer, Room for Squares, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that,
is that when you fell
that,
in love?
That was
Room
the
for
album.
Squares?
That was 2001, but I didn't hear it until like my junior year of high school, so it was like 2002. That whole album, I didn't realize, I hadn't listened to it in a long time
yeah.
before you guys had asked me, because I keep tabs on John Mayer,
because
sure. he holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
But that I love the whole Room for Squares album. I know every song by heart, and I rediscovered that this
Let's
morning,
hear
apparently.
A song from Room for Squares.
Let's
just
do
to
one.
Kicked off into the music
I did three
here.
In my sec in my picks.
You did? I was surprised by the picks here.
I would have just done the whole Room for Squares.
Well, we should.
I don't like Daughters, okay? That's a
that's
dumb song.
That's interesting. Did you not like it when it came out?
I just think it's a dumb song. Don't ask my dad what I'm get to do. Do my own life, John.
Is that what it's about?
Fathers, be good to your daughters.
Daughters will love like you do.
Yeah. Girls become
that's
mothers
not about asking
who turn
your...
into brothers? What?
Oh, I guess that it's like him calling out to fathers.
Yeah, like, take care of
your
daughters. But then he's also like calling Jessica Simpson like sexual napalm. So it's like, you know
right.
what?
Was that the same era? I read both of the... I mean, I read all about
he's
that
He's been
and
around
stuff,
for so long now. Uh-huh. So yeah, I loved all of Room for Squares. So I was like, one of my first like high school concerts I went to was John Mayer at the Fillmore in Denver, Colorado.
Ooh.
A bunch of juniors getting, and then I think my friend's car got towed that night. It was a great night. It was a really
that
good
sounds
night.
Fun.
Yeah, play the song. Room for
All
Squares.
Right.
John
Let's
Mayer.
Hear My Stupid Mouth. So I said the N-word on Twitter.
It was in the same interview as
that. I made a joke.
What's that?
The him saying the N-word is in the same interview as the Jesus. My dick is David Duke thing because he says...
He's on a roll.
He says it's some... Because if you really had a hood pass, you could call it a N-word pass.
Oh, Jesus.
Is what he said. And then my dick is sort of a white supremacist.
Oh, subject. Subject change. Okay.
A Benetton heart and a fucking David Duke cock.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
his stupid
perfect.
Mouth again.
Score one more for me. How can I forget? Mama says, thank you for speaking.
Yeah, no there we go. That's what he did. Here comes. Yeah. He's saying he has a stupid mouth. I think he like is very plain. I think we should forgive him for all the horrible things he said.
Out the window, rolling tiny balls of napkin paper.
I played it's a probably about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
The salt and pepper shaker. And I can see clearly an indelible line was drawn between what was good.
That is my
and what went wrong.
Mouth.
Yeah, God,
yeah.
Takes me back. Hanging out with my Mormon friends by the bonfire.
Were you Speeding Mormon?
Kids. No, if only I just hung out with a lot of them.
That's somehow worse.
Yeah, oh,
it truly
sure.
is worse. Mind you, this is my musical choice of the time. So, like, my sister was super into music growing up. She loved all the Brit pop bands. She was a huge Oasis fan.
Blur.
Oh, Blur, The Verve, huge Oasis fan. Like, loved the Beatles when she was little and then, like, had more specific, you know, bands
we
from
ever
then.
Talked on this show about how weird it is that there was both the Verve and
the Verve pipe.
It was
very bizarre.
That sounds weird
like,
time.
Sounds like a live episode. You guys really need to conquer that
I think
one.
We do. I think we need to do the Verve versus the Verve pipe.
We'll have eight that's comedians a, defending each.
That's a lip twister.
That's the only way you'll get it settled. Yeah. He was like the first person I liked independently without any of my older sister's musical influences. And Garbage, which was the other band I suggested.
Shirley
but
Manson.
They're too good. They're
but,
too
yeah.
good.
Ironically, you're only happy
When it rains, and here I am, so happy outside. God, Tommy in the rain, Mr. Rain Man over here.
Don't say that.
Tommy is definitely the Rain Man.
Well, Garbage was my first concert, and I went to their 20-year anniversary of Garbage 2.0 last year. And then John Mayer was like my second concert that I went to.
What was that vibe like? Was it all teenage girls?
It was a lot of teenage girls. God, we loved him. I loved him so much. I love that whole album. It was so good. He was so cute, and he did a lot of like. He's playing the guitar.
Good for the podcast.
Yeah, it's a lot of act up. But he did that thing where he played his guitar with his like, you know, he did his whole body.
A lot of shimmying.
And then you're like, could that be my body? And before I knew what Big Dick Energy was, John Mayer definitely has it, folks. He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
And he's got an old dad, so he's got something to prove, you know?
Old dad.
Never heard of that.
Old dad energy.
Right. It just sounded right.
That is definitely a sentence neither of us have.
Big dick energy and old dad energy?
That's the kind of thing that makes you just want to go gay.
Put it in the act, Tommy.
Yeah, that'll go well with your 15 minutes to podcast.
What?
You're Rain Man. Oh. I didn't want to say Wadner. It felt too easy.
I never actually saw that movie. But.
Are you? What?
You never saw what movie?
Stop the show.
Let's turn on the movie. Yeah.
Someone call Kyle Ayers because I've never seen it.
What movie?
Oh, man. We should call Kyle.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
He's a good man. Speaking of Never Seen It, quick plug. I'll be in Montreal this very week on the Never Seen It doing the live show. So come to that.
Oh, cool. You'll be up in Montreal. That's fun. You're doing some shows up there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the diversity lineup?
I don't believe so. No.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
All right,
I'm being
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
You look half brown, but you talk half white.
Well, because I know Anthony DeVito's on it, and he's like Italian, but he's like. Anyway, I digress.
This is all you John Mayer fans.
This is relatable
what
content.
Are you?
Oh my God! Are you? Anyway, Kabul. Like I was saying, I love John Mayer.
Yes,
he was just like my first choice. Like then that led. He was like a gateway. Well, okay. So I was listening to Dave Matthews Band, which you guys have already covered. I did not have good musical. I don't know what you guys listen to with
no,
you.
No, I listened to this stuff.
I listened to Guster. I listened to OAR. But John Mayer was like my first like huge musical crush.
Okay,
love the album.
But it was more like an infatuation of his looks.
Yes,
than
and his
anything.
Talent, his skinny long body. It's all started for me then. Also, there was a guy in college. Who I was going to put this song on there, but I didn't. But he was this kid on the other floor, and he would walk around with his guitar trying to, like, seduce the co-eds of the floor, singing lots of John Mayer, and he's saying Comfortable. Do you guys know that song?
I don't
song?
Even know
yes,
that
I do.
One.
You know that
Let's
one?
Let's hear that one.
It's not on my list, but it's, like, total guitar boy music.
I used to love playing that game, Guitar Boy.
And can I just say, if you're looking for like a tall, skinny person who excites teenagers, have you ever heard of Slender Man? Slender Man checks all those boxes.
He does. Oh. He's got a bodysuit.
I mean, he goes a little young, usually.
Yeah. I think I've aged out.
Wait a second. Tommy, where have you been? I've noticed you rampaging through the woods.
Just taking him by my hand, my slender god and I. Telling the rain to come and go.
All right, let's hear some of Comfortable.
Yeah, this kid, use it if you're a freshman in college. Get that sweet, sweet co-ed tang. Sorry, I said that.
I just remember that time at the market. Snuck up behind me and jumped on my shopping cart and rode down aisle 5. You looked behind you and smiled back at me. Crashed into a rack full of magazines. They asked us.
Sexiest song about destroying a CVS. I just love it.
They throw me
They just say how comfortable your love is, and oh, you're wearing sweatpants. Girls love that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I have a very visceral reaction to that because that is a song I learned on guitar to impress a young woman.
I know. That's why. Yeah. I know it so well. It was everywhere. Yeah. A guy would come and play it to my friend Lacey, who was not interested.
It was me.
It was you. Did you go to see you? Oh, God. You've changed.
Why, Lacey, why? Hold on. Let's hear that song really fast. This I actually do. I still like this
I
song.
I love Why,
honest.
Georgia, too. I love this whole album. God, I'm getting all back to it. Kevin's going to be hearing a lot of John. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't let me play my music.
This is like a disturbing insight into your relationship.
Are you, are you okay?
I'm safe. We just listen to a lot of disco now.
We've been watching Big Little Lies, and we're concerned. Season one.
Oh, it's just bruise easy. It's okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. Jesus. What did I say? No, he just says better. But I'm going to be playing all John Mayer when he gets home. I am tempted to. This wasn't even on my list. This is unprovoked.
I'm shocked that this wasn't on your list, to be honest.
I was kind of all over. As you know, I had to edit because I was just adding things.
This was like the first non-radio hit.
A deep cut.
Yeah.
Just deep cut.
This is the perfect, like, you're in college song.
Oh, yeah. In Boulder, we're just driving up. We're just driving up the canyon, you know? We're going to go up that mountain, baby.
At Georgia football games, after every touchdown, they play this in full.
I love that it's
like, why did they score? No. Oh, I have a funny story about a band that I'm not doing, but but it's about all the music around this at this time and how many Mormons I hang out with.
Yeah.
There's two brothers who were on the cross-country team with me. They were Mormon, and they always sang after the meets and, like, during spaghetti dinners. And they started singing Dave Matthews Band songs, and they were singing that song where it's like, what is it, Crash Into Me? Where, and then they go, don't hawk up your skirt a little anymore. Mm-hmm. Don't show your world. They took, they instead of show it to me, they said, don't.
Put your pussy away from me.
Take it for the Lord Jesus. No, I just thought that was a fun anecdote. But yeah, that was a good, that's a banger too, Tom.
Crash into Jesus.
Crash into Jesus.
Yeah, that one's good. But before we get too far into this episode, I want to play Jared's clip early because I feel like he's going to have a lot of insights into John.
Wait, who
Mayer.
Is this?
So, every week, we have a segment called They Went to Jared, where Tommy and I, we give the mic over to our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson. The
oh, wait, I knew this. Yes, I knew this. Okay.
Beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, co-founder of the Limestone Comedy Festival. And my
oh, favorite. Hello, sir.
he's our real snark. Tommy's the prince of snarkness, but... Jared's the snark. He's just the snark monster.
He's the dark snarkle. Like
yeah,
the dark crystal.
Exactly.
That didn't rhyme, but
no. He's Megan Snarkle.
He's Megan Snarkle.
All right. here are his thoughts on John Mayer.
Maybe he'll get me at the club if we agree.
Yeah, on the diversity lineup.
John
What's
Mayer.
Up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are gonna have a guest on defending John Mayer. You know, I think there's kind of a rainbow of thought here. He's got a lot of people who are defending him. I mean, I think everyone knows who he is, and I think everyone has heard the songs that suck. I mean, they just do. But it does seem like that he has stuff that people, like, one of the things I keep reading and hearing people say, even just recently on the podcast, they were talking about John Mayer. And it was, oh, he's such a great guitarist. And it's like, that's never really been anything that I care about. Like, I'm not going to, like, go to a Steve Vai concert to watch him do, you know, solos. Like, I don't care. If the, you know, like, the people in the War on Drugs are probably not really, like, fantastic musicians, but I love their music, right? So I don't care about that. It's like, if you're bad for as long as John Mayer has been, as far as just aesthetically pleasing to the ear music, it's just not. So it's like, why would I give this John Mayer trio or whatever it is a chance? It's like, you already failed this test. It's now, having said that, I mean, there are exceptions to this sort of thing. Like, for instance, I don't particularly like 99% or 90% of what the Beach Boys did, but then there's Pet Sounds. So, and a few other things. But point being is that, like, you know, if you suck, you suck. And it's like, even if you make something half decent, it's still like, who cares? So I think he seems like a douchebag also. Like, I don't know. I feel like Tom has told me a story about him doing comedy. I don't even, maybe I'm making that up, but whatever, you know. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Jared had some good opinions. Is he a music fan, I'm guessing?
Jared's a big music fan.
Oh, music guy.
He's music head.
Well, I love how he's not interested in guitar talent whatsoever. He's more of a tambourine guy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
He's big into the triangle.
I love how also he was said he only likes Pets. He only likes Pet Sounds. He doesn't like anything else the Beach Boys
do. Tommy only likes the Manson stuff.
My favorite artist is the guy who sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow with a ukulele. I'm defending him today on Stand By Your Band.
We should have somebody defend Kermit. That'd be
fun. Oh, I love it. He has a huge heroin problem. Nobody knows that.
It would be so funny to hear Jared's Kermit voicemail. He's fine. Okay. He's green. We get it.
Wait, I'm curious. Who does Jared love? Like, what's Jared's
really
favorite? What's his base?
Leaping off of leaves and shit, but I don't really care about that.
Yeah, he's a great leaper.
Jared loves the Beatles.
Everybody likes the Beatles, bud. Okay, I respect your opinion, Jared.
But I he'll send it. I'm sure he'll correct me on. He's got like a Mount Rushmore of bands. I know that the Beatles are on there. I can't remember who else.
That's four people already. There. Mount Rushmore is filled.
I'm pretty sure he has a Mount Rush 4 because it's all Rush. It's four Rush.
True. It's Neil Peart. It's and the boys. Alex Lifeson.
Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee. That's
there's only three of them.
Yep.
You know, John Mayer could be on his own mountain.
It's some studio musician. I'm sure they don't have one. Yeah, it's one of the Heim girls.
Yeah, it's weird.
They did her hair. It looked good in the stone. I can see where he's coming from. I think one of the biggest things that has plagued John Mayer for quite some time is this dick persona.
Yes.
Yes.
Hold on, really quickly. You brought up a point I don't want to.
Did I breeze
over
something controversial?
No, the doing your hair for the stone for the Mount Rushmore. You ever think, like, what if they made your Mount Rushmore guy and you were like, oh, that's the one you used?
Oh, totally.
That's
I think
the
about,
picture you used? That looked like shit.
Did you ever see there was, like, a statue of Lucille Ball that they did for her hometown? They made it out of copper.
No.
And it looked awful. Like, it looked like a Lucy monster. Look it up. Say, failed Lucy statue. Can you imagine you're getting immortalized and then it's just awful? There's one for Cristiano Ronaldo too, and his face was like all fucked up. I mean, that's how they're gonna remember you if you're in stone. I mean, they did it for the Richie Rich family, and they could do it for us.
Busted,
it's pretty busted, right? Like, she's a beautiful woman. That does not capture her essence.
Put that over,
that's like it? Some nightmare. Look it up.
That's
nightmare bait.
No, there's another. There's
nightmare
another
bait.
One.
That's what you do every night in your sleep, right?
Yeah, Slender Man's way.
My master gets what my master wants. John Mayer's the Slender Man of guitar. There.
I think that's a good
thing. He leads young girls. He keeps her fan base going. Then he gets the parents involved because, you know, dads love like Stevie Ray Vaughan. So they're all like, oh, he plays like Stevie Ray Vaughan. Oh, yeah. Now he's a. I'm not a dad. I'm not a jam. Despite my past of being a former CU graduate and only going to like so many six Dave Matthews Band concerts, the Dave Matthews Caravan, which was. Which was a 3-day festival with OAR and Guster.
And that's who Trump wanted to keep out of the country, right?
Yep.
Dave Matthews Caravan.
That was the caravan. He wanted us out, baby.
I mean, they were
he
bringing
the
drugs.
They were pretty good, too. They were pretty damn good. That was the first time I ever did mushrooms, was at the Dave Matthews Caravan for the family.
First edible I had was at a Dave Matthews weekend. It wasn't a caravan, but
just a normal celebration.
Well, it was like a weekend of like
music,
of like him playing with the band or whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just like that's my bread and butter right there. I like it. I don't like jam bands necessarily, but like people want to jam with John. Doesn't that? I'm defending him. Doesn't that say something?
That could say something.
But I don't like the Dead, and I actually listened to some of that Dead & Co. with him today.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty chill.
I listened to some blues stuff with him. I got to be honest, we've talked about John Mayer on the show a bit. We have our qualms with him. I got to say, listening to the music today, I feel like he panders a bit, like especially his older stuff. Everybody's like, he's such a lyrical genius, and then you listen to Daughters, and it's like, it's not
that great.
It's a little bit like, hey, I want to get fucked.
But, I mean...
But having said that...
Have you heard my set?
No. let's listen to XO, because this song...
This song's good!
Lyrically, I have some issues.
Well, Tommy, lyrically, I have some tissues, bitch.
I try to get stuff not from 3x5, because literally that's the only album I really know.
Your love is bright as ever, even in the shadows. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Your heart is glowing and I'm crashing in you.
I don't know if you can just say that.
I mean, that's been trademarked, sir.
Before they turn the lights out.
They have electrical problems.
Before they turn the lights out. Ooh, baby, love me lights out. In the darkest night.
Here we go.
I search through the crowd.
I hate to say this, Tommy. He didn't write this song.
Who wrote it?
So it's originally a lyrical Beyonce. It was originally a Beyonce song, and I think somebody else wrote it.
Oh, this is a Beyonce song. That's why I like it.
Well, now I'm canceled.
Yeah, so continue.
No, this is
clown faces.
No, now that I'm listening to it, yeah, this Beyonce's version's fun too. But I like this version of him singing it. He's good at covers. He's great at covering stuff, apparently, because he got Tommy. So what was your issue?
It just feels like you took every love song ever written and put it through like a "we fed this bot 10,000 hours of love songs and this is what it came up with."
And just, are you calling Beyonce
a bot?
I love you like XO.
Yeah.
So XO, hug kiss. Right. I love you like hug kiss.
I love you like a stick figure with its cold, cold dead arms. He does a lot of great cover. This is a great cover now. Great. In the darkest hour.
And that's, of course, about the Churchill biopic.
Beyonce's very passionate about that point in history. Sorry, I didn't realize that was a cover, but it's a banging cover. That's another thing why he's good. He's great at covering and making it his own.
If he's so great, it's pretty crazy. One of your six songs is a cover.
Well, I had 22 originally.
Oh yeah, that's true. We were going to talk about that up top. Yeah.
So we
explicitly
we
ask
always
me
ask. I mean, the regular listeners know we do six songs. That's how we do it. Sometimes people fuck up and send us too many. Sometimes too few. More than often, too few.
We'll get five. We'll get seven. Yeah. Mara sent 22 songs.
Well,
and then goes, just listen to whatever you want.
And then took no ownership.
And I feel really bad because I normally listen to podcasts. And I have listened to this podcast, but it's been a minute. So, but I will say, I actually downloaded a whole album to that on accident.
Oh, you're not
so
a Guy Montgomery fan?
What that means.
He's been on several episodes.
Oh, I'll have him on my show someday. I don't know what that means. Guys,
you said earlier you don't have a show.
I don't.
You made a point of saying that.
I have a podcast.
She's trying to hide a show from us? You can't hide forever,
I just
Mara.
I haven't booked you guys on it. My two most successful friends. Why would I not? Well, now I feel bad about the cover, but and also about not knowing Guy Montgomery, and also sending 22 songs, most of the album 3x5.
Sure,
but ironically, you know who has a song called 22?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Who? Dear John.
We should. Can we play Dear John? I think we have to. So, let's talk about this.
Okay, as a woman, I'm ready.
John Mayer, Taylor Swift dated. John Mayer, 31 years old. Taylor Swift, 19 years old.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
It's a big age jump. I date someone 10 months younger than me, so I understand the challenges of dating a younger person.
Well, Tommy always says if she was 15 and he was 28, you wouldn't have a problem with that. So why do you care about this?
I mean, it seems like a big leap for him. It's a leap for him. Why? And we all know she's going to write about you. He wanted the song. He wanted the buzz.
Counting my footsteps, praying the floor won't fall through again. My mother accused me of losing my mind, but I swore.
Taylor, you're crazy for John Mayer.
We should skip up a little bit.
I think he dated Katy Perry too.
That was the last, like,
you're sick, me. I like what she calls him, sick.
You think he's a freak?
Oh, he's a freak, all right.
He's a freak in the probably. I mean, if I was 19 and he was 31, I don't know. Could I control myself? But I'm no Taylor Swift, so.
I don't think it's more, I mean, I'm not putting the blame on her.
I'm definitely blaming her. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's always funny to me, like, I wish love for Taylor Swift, but you got to know, when you date her, she's got to write songs about you. You're going to be in the public eye. He's dated like a lot of the pop stars. He did Jessica Simpson. I think he dated Katy Perry for a minute. And
yeah,
he did. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, who was not.
Jennifer Lawrence. Or not Lawrence. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. They dated later. Yes.
He dated a lot of people. He's talked a lot about it. Somebody sent me the clip of him talking on, I think, MSNBC. About
all the pussy he's had?
Well, no, just about the regrets he has and that he's, like, kind of learned a lot. He honestly did. I hated it the first time I saw it a while back, and then I watched it today with a little bit more of an open mind.
Oh,
I was trying to
be
more positive today.
Because he knew he's not always cracked up to be. He's an artist, you know?
Well, he talks about being having an ego addiction. He goes, I never had like a booze problem or anything like that, but he's like, I know what I'll do. Every performance, I'll look at the tweets, they'll run out, I'll feel high from that, and then I'll just get depressed.
Damn, that's relatable content.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
I was
so
like,
relatable.
Oh, and he goes, I don't go out and party anymore after the show. I usually just go back because I know what'll happen is I'll be the guy at the party and I'll be excited and all this stuff, and then people will slowly, it'll go away, and then afterwards I come down too hard. And it's an addiction. He goes, I have to every day tell myself this is who I am.
Oh, my
God.
And
it makes sense when you think about the fact that he was a kid when he became a star.
Yeah, he was really young. I mean, he dropped out of college, and he had already just started doing music in college, and then right away had that album.
And then he's
on
Chappelle's show. He's like,
oh, yeah.
It. Yeah, he's a star.
He was like
yeah.
early 20. I mean, probably, so how old is he now? He's like, in his,
he's almost 40, I
so
think.
Yeah, he's only like 6 years older
no,
than
no, no,
me.
No, he is 40. He's 41.
Oh, so he's only like 7 years.
He was
years
born in 77.
So when I was in high school seeing him, when I was 17 or whatever, he was like 24.
Yeah.
And he was so young. God, I could have dated him. I could have done it.
Let's hear another John Mayer song. Let's hear Neon, also
yeah.
from Room for Squares.
He wrote this one. Thank you, Beyonce.
No, this is from Solange.
I'm dating Jay-Z.
The colors, the city lights, a trail of ruby, red and diamond white, it's like a sunrise. She comes and goes and comes and goes like no one can.
This feels very Dave Matthews Band-y to me. It's a little...
Under Folsom Fields, stars are out, you and your bros are there, just drinking some Coors Lights, you know? Having the time of your life. It's a good song. It's kind of like Spacey. I try to think...
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Got him.
Got his ass.
Oh, and he's gay.
Just like the joke.
That's why they kicked him off of Game... Or wait, not Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Cards, they have card games. It all made
it's
sense.
It's all... They're all board games at the end of the day, people. She's right. Always shining, la la. Bing bong! Bing bong! God, great song.
Bing bong?
Leon.
I love his lyrics. I am a star.
Now my ego feels great. Yeah, that's a fun jam too. Also from 3x5. Great album.
Sure.
It's the entryway. I mean, I don't follow his work that much anymore. I've got to be completely honest with you guys. I feel like I have to defend him just because he was my favorite for a long time. I had to wear, I didn't have to wear it. I bought the shirt with him as a baby on it. That his first tour, he had like merch with him as a baby on it. And I bought one because I thought it was so cute.
Do you think that's how he could get away with hooking up with young women? Like, look, I'm a baby.
I'm a baby in this. I'm a total baby.
Let's listen to one more off of Room for Squares. You put 3 on here. This is Back to You.
Oh, I love this song. Realizing it didn't show a lot of his range. He's talking about women a lot, and that's fine. He's a lover.
Back to you.
Back to the show.
Back to us.
Thank you for doing our segues.
Rachie Poo says,
which is Jennifer Aniston.
My ex-boyfriend and I broke up. Ross.
do you know Ross?
Broke up because his father didn't want him to see me anymore. And I miss him every day. And this song reminds me of him because I've been asked out twice since we had to break up, and I still love him more than anything. My friend put it on a CD she made me, and we listened to it in our car and just cried.
Is this something I wrote back when I was in high school? Because it sounds like something write.
Asked out twice seems like a humble brag.
Yeah.
Asked out twice.
I mean, some of us weren't getting asked out that much. We were just quietly waiting for our best friends to fall in love with us. But
I've been eaten
high school
out 4 times. He got on the honor roll. But
no one's as good as him. Where do you read that? What's that from?
This is from songmeanings.com, our trusted source for information. Me and Tommy listen to this podcast in the car and cry.
Thinking about how much John Mayer fans are going to hate it.
I think like this, when I listened to this early, I listened to the whole 3x5 again. I really am sticking, and I like his other stuff too, but I think I got wrapped up into the fact that he's kind of a dick and I shouldn't really like him because he's kind of an asshole. But I love
that. Was he an asshole early on?
No,
though?
He was kind of like sweet amicable. I think his ego really grew.
But you got into him during the asshole time, or you got into him during
I still thought it was kind of attractive. I'm a woman, god damn it. I like a little asshole. No, that sounded gross, but I like it every
Hot
once in
pocket.
A while. Hot pocket.
Let's see here. Tommy, what's your background with John Mayer? Did you ever like him? I mean, you played, you learned the one song.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say I hate every song. Yeah. You know, some of them are very catchy. He's he's a technically good songwriter.
Sure.
I will not disagree with anyone that says he's a good musician. I fully endorse that, and I feel like people are still, even though I keep saying that, going to be like, well, you don't realize that he's good at guitar, and
right.
I do. And I do, I've said this before, but I do think that his songwriting is condescending.
Yeah, but have you heard the guitar?
Because I think he's like, he can play anything he wants, and he writes songs like Body is a Wonderland, and it's like, oh, so you just want teen girls to love this, and it's
embarrassing. Body is Wonderland was...
Did you like it?
I mean, who you had to like it.
To be honest,
when
it first came out, I liked it.
And I was like, it was like eye-opening. I'm like, I didn't realize the body could be such a wonderland, I guess. Again, a lot of Mormons. I hang out with a lot of Mormons. It's catchy. And then he had Jennifer Love Hewitt in the video.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was like of that time. So if it's good enough for her.
By the way, a bubblegum tongue. Sounds scary to me.
No, actually, will you pull up the lyrics of that song? Because I was listening to it earlier, and I'm like, a lot of these descriptors aren't great. Some of them are concerning for a woman to have such things.
You got your worm lips.
Candy lips. Porcelain skin, obviously white.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's just proving himself right every time. Caramel
and your milky skin.
Your caramel butthole and your nipples made of tar.
What are the actual? Are those the only three?
Yeah, those are kind of the only descriptors. Swim in a deep sea of blankets.
I always like thought that was pretty hot. I love blankets.
Just getting trapped in the blanket makes me anxious. I like to be on top of the blankets when I'm sleeping and stuff.
I just
I get
you
too hot.
Having like a me too. I just see you having like a intimate encounter with your partner, and I'm here and I'm there and I can't get out now. But then everything's going good, and all of a sudden you get tangled in the blankets, and you're just like, having a real...
Yeah.
The payoff was going to be a lot better for that.
I remember really liking... it's one of those things I've talked about on the show before, I think, with like Coldplay. I got into it because a girl liked it and then showed it to me. And then I was like, I'm going to get really into this. And then I ended up liking the music more than the girl. I remember several girls were like, you got to listen to more John Mayer. And then I did... And then for a little while, I was really into Room for Squares and then one of the other early albums. But then I remember it all fell apart for me when Continuum came out.
Oh, Continuum is like mall music, I feel like.
This is probably my least favorite song of anybody's.
Wait,
I hate this song so much. It's a bad message. It sounds like shit.
Like, I'm not gonna do anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's the worst fucking message.
This is why I don't want to blame all of climate change on this song specifically. But
me and all my friends, we drink out of plastic straws. We throw them in a turtle's face.
The one from Entourage.
Everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and feed it.
Why we don't vote? Waiting on the world.
You gotta litter.
Just don't vote.
It's hard to be persistent when we're standing at a distance. So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting.
Also, I really hate that waiting.
So you're the backup singers for that,
for
too? You're like, waiting. Yeah, you're waiting on yourself.
No, he's the background singer for himself.
Wait, is that...
God forbid a session musician makes a little money.
Am I wrong? It's the same voice.
No, it is his voice, yeah. The first guy to say fake news.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just I imagine himself... Like, I know this is how it is, but it makes me uncomfortable to think about a little version of him behind him going,
are you sure?
Like
that's
a slightly smaller version.
That. That's what I'm imagining.
Like
some
a 5'5".
Yeah.
John Minor.
John Minor.
I'm imagining like a Bagel Boss version of him.
I'm just seeing now in Bagel Boss. I'm just seeing now in the comics, there's a comic that was Eskimo Brothers with him.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Jonna Zalay said so.
Oh, shit.
That's a real person.
Is it time to go to Facebook?
Oh, Jonna I'm sorry. Zalay? I didn't know. I was just looking at it for references.
I like it. Yeah, let's go.
That's not a good song. It's and it was used too much. And it was played too much.
It was
much.
Played a lot. Maybe that's it. Because I didn't hate Gravity necessarily.
Gravity. I feel like that plays every time I'm at a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Twice as much. Twice as good.
And this is not related. But remember that movie, Gravity?
Oh, yeah. Great Bullock? Movie.
You know what I hated in that movie?
Sandra?
No, Sandra's great.
I know Sandra.
There's a part when the satellite, like, there's like an accident with the satellite. And do you remember what George Clooney says?
No.
He goes, looks like half of North America just lost their Facebook.
Oh, God.
So fuck John Mayer.
I forgot about that.
That is real life. Oh, yeah.
Was the song Gravity used in the movie Gravity?
No, and I think that's why Cuarón shouldn't win another Oscar in his entire life. I think his artistic...
He doesn't even know artistic choices, yeah.
I also think...
Whoa, this is... Sorry. We have 69 likes on this and 96 comments. It's a number palindrome. And
whoa.
69. Right, uh-huh.
That's a perfect number for John Mayer. Because either you're kissing him by the face...
Yep.
Just one point I wanted to get across before we go to Facebook is that a lot of people who like John Mayer go listen to go, oh, these guys being snarky about John Mayer.
They're going to talk about the guitar again?
Oh, they're just jealous. It's like, of course
yes,
I'm jealous.
Obviously. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do people just comment like that?
I'm sure that's a
problem. No, that's what's in our minds.
No, sure.
And of
sure.
course I'm jealous of him. How
yeah,
could
of
I
course.
Not be?
He's a tall jazz
he was born
guitarist.
With it. It's not
An
Maybelline.
Old dad.
It's definitely him. I think there's definitely some of that, but I also do find it annoying. I will say I was trying to put that aside, like childish things today, and become a grown up.
I was like, just a beautiful, my beautiful, beautiful Tom, just a little.
I put away these things today, and I was trying to like give him a break. I will say I felt a little bit nostalgic today listening to him. I was trying to enjoy it a little more. And not be so like you did a good job of not putting the songs I hate on the playlist.
Thank God.
I don't love
what other songs
the first
do you not
song
like?
We just listened to. There's a lot of stuff on Continuum I don't like. It's not even like one song, or it's the whole album. I'm just not.
I don't
into
like
it.
Daughters. I've always hated that. That's on Continuum
Daughters,
too. Isn't
I used
it?
To. I actually used to like Daughters when I was younger, but like it just doesn't do it for me anymore.
They play it at weddings now. That's like a daddy daughter dance. It's always I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
I like the early stuff.
Well, it is
my stupid mouth. I'm not
into it. To be a guy who is not a father and has never been like married to write a song. Giving advice
to
fathers.
Fathers. It is a little bit condescending, sure. Condescending.
Yeah.
I never. He's still not a father. He'll probably be an old dad like his dad.
And that, of course, will mean that his son is a big dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the sound logic?
I'm trying to remember how I felt about this song. Because this is one of the. Of this album, this is the only song I remember hearing.
Oh, I know this song too.
This did it for me either.
Softer album, you know.
Sure,
there wasn't
sure,
a lot
sure.
going
Which is
on there.
Fine. I guess I just find him a little boring sometimes. Find him.
Okay. I mean, not everybody likes.
Having said that, no. That's what you asked about stuff I didn't like, but I don't. I'm trying to focus on the good here for once in my goddamn life. You put a song on here that I really did. Before we go to Facebook, let's listen to one more song.
Yeah, I think this is the last one on my playlist, right?
No. You have
22.
There's
more
two
songs.
More. There's two. Yeah. We're gonna go through all of them. I want to hear "New Light," which is his not newest single, but I think
it's really fun. I like this song.
This is him like with an ironic music video. It's very like you can tell he got some input on from someone who's a little more youthful.
Influencers?
Yes.
Maybe a millennial. What's younger than a millennial?
Oh shit. I know that.
I like the song though. Lighting up inside your drawer at home all alone. Pushing 40 in the friend zone. Friend zone. We talking and you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice.
Gen Z.
Oh, that's what it is after millennial? To meet you
underneath the moonlight. Oh, I wanna take two. I want I don't mind this.
I
this
think
is,
that's like fun. I listen.
It is fun. The video is very fun. I'll give them. It's like funny. It's ironic. It's very of its time. It's very memey. And
this
like,
is very of like what I still listen to. I'm very. This is the sound I like. It seems chill.
You know, it's very memey. The Drew Carey Show.
Take remember? It back,
Mimi.
Oh, I remember Mimi. All right. I loved Mimi.
He became a man to Mimi, all right?
Mimi had a clown face.
Oh, my God. Can we really get that did. Made into the emoji that you guys take over?
It's Mimi. Like it.
That's our Mimi? That's our show's meme or our show's emoji. Don't fucking take it. A lot of you sick listeners want to take our ideas.
We coming right. for you.
Let's go to Facebook. Shut up. Sorry, I usually only tell Tommy to shut
up. Say it to me ever again. So now we're at Facebook. I've been laughing at some of these comments, actually.
Let's hear your favorites. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a segment we've never done before.
Wait. Yeah. So wait, I just found one and I got to find it again.
It's called.
First of all, I love that your fans and friends, they really get involved. It's really good. My favorite one was... damn it, where'd it go?
Login? That's not bad.
It was a good one. Where was it?
Shalewa said, Shalewa Sharp, you favorite first. Of the show.
That has been guest login.
That has been guest login.
It's a lot of, oh, it was around here somewhere. Shalewa said, oh, man. And then she wrote, I secretly check out everything he does, except anything with the remnants of the dead. No, thank you. I'm not a fan. But I like him more than I should. Oh, she's saying I'm not a fan like of his, but I like him more than I should.
She's fighting it.
Sure.
And she does make a comment about his David Duke.
Right.
Penis.
We knew that would come up. I'm glad it came up more than once. And we're going to bring it up again before the end because it needs to be remembered.
I like the comment that I liked the best was I saw him do stand up once from Alex Facella. Largest cranium I've ever seen on a human being. I've actually heard that he has a huge head.
Yeah.
That's an old dad.
Yeah, well, huge heads are attractive.
Old dad. I mean, that's why he's like, it could be an act. That's like Ben Affleck has a huge head.
Right.
He does a cover of Mac Miller. That's cool. He's staying recent. Someone said he reminded them of a more dangerous version of Anthony from Queer Eye. That's good.
Sure.
Pete, good work. I don't know. Those are my favorites.
Guest login. This has been another edition of Guest Login.
I mean, you should have had Heather Morelli on the show. She's seen him 20 times in concert
in different iterations.
So, I mean, I'm just saying I was in love at a young age. I've developed as a human. She's a super
times.
Fan.
That's more concerts than Taylor Swift's Years of Age when he dated her.
Yeah, truly.
Heather said her favorite song might be Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, but also any acoustic version of Neon is so tight.
Tight.
Check out his live album collections, Any Given Thursday, As Is, and Where the Light Is. Also, he saw me in a roast battle at the Comedy Store, and he came up to say hi to me to compliment me on my performance. Then he asked how old I was, and when I said over 19, he walked away. No,
I was like, am I reading a wrong comment?
This is when my lifelong fandom of him was totally justified. I have a shirtless picture of him as my cell phone picture wallpaper, and he definitely saw it and asked
about it. Of course he asked about it because he's an ego addict. That's a great story.
Kevin Pavlosky says, dude, I agree and I'm jealous. I feel bad for those that only know him for YBIAW and or daughters. Your body is a wonderland. Sometimes these kids these
Wait,
days.
His favorite's comfortable? That's old school,
yeah.
Kevin.
Let's see. One of, if not my favorite musical artists. That dude is so good, he makes me not want to play the guitar. He's just awesome and funny. And yeah, he used to be a super douche, but who didn't at some point?
See? Kevin gets
he
it.
He called his penis David Duke.
I mean, at the time, pretty funny.
Pete Sagemeyer says, oh, yeah, you saw this.
I saw that one, yeah, the Anthony. Yeah. That's a good one. Then your pod got recommended, which, I don't know. probably shouldn't be posting that in the comments. Recommended. People like him. I was actually surprised so many people were about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
It makes me terrified.
Me and old Pete Bladel got into it because he said he's a great songwriter. And he said he's been lighting the way for the last 20 years, which I disagree with. But
I mean,
he wrote that great song, XO. So.
I'm already so embarrassed about that. People are going to be going after me.
No. I'm not going to post this on Reddit, so I think we'll be safe.
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to post it on the Cumtown Reddit. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
And also Legion of Skanks.
Oh, hell
They'll
yeah.
They'll love me.
Let's see.
My sister once was like, hey, they mentioned you on Cumtown. I was like, what'd they say? And she goes, oh, Stav called you an alcoholic. Start listening.
Ooh, I'll tune in. Thank you. It's like the pot calling the kettle drunk, you know?
Damn. Will Winter says, something tells me the snarkometer is going to be turned up all the way for this
Snark.
One.
He wasn't wrong.
No, he was right. It's this. Matthew Murano says his cover of Kid A sucks.
Hmm.
I didn't listen to that. Did you?
No. Should we play it?
Yeah, let's try to find it. I'm very curious. About
also,
that.
Have said on the show that I don't like Kid A, but
that's the album, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
I do like Kid A, but I also understand why someone would not like it.
A cover
like a
of
dumbass.
It.
Someone with like an inferior
I got a new favorite comment when we play this after.
Hit
we
it.
Play.
Hit it all the time.
Kyle Ayers says, "I got a bladder infection at a John Mayer." Colby Kelly concert because I had to pee real bad, but I held it in for the entirety of the Gravity guitar solo. 5 stars.
You know, they say that urine starts in the toes and then it makes it bleed from your nose.
That was
I can't
really
find,
good.
I can't
that
find
really
Kelly on here. I used to like that song. Oh, Colby Kelly. She's
my
fine.
Toe.
Let's see. Kid A. I'm trying to find it on YouTube now because I do want to hear it, but I also kind of... Don't. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that sucked.
Take that.
Oh, is that what you like Radiohead now because of this?
Yeah. Did you watch the new Tom York video on Netflix?
With the Paul Thomas Anderson?
Uh-huh.
Enema.
Yeah. Enema? Is that what it's
Enema.
Called? I don't think it's called Enema.
It's Enema.
Enema.
I have a Chicago accent.
Weird that it's the first time it's ever come out.
Enema.
Enema. Enema. Enema. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, you liked that?
Wait, Siri just said, I'm not sure I understand, and that was the perfect reaction.
That's true, Siri. I didn't know you were such a music snob, you bitch.
The perfect reaction to this.
God damn it, we need to start miking Siri. I think Siri should get the fourth mic on the show.
It's so funny. I've turned off my ringer, I've turned everything off, but yet... She chimes in. She always finds a way.
You ever worried you're going to fall in love with her?
I've already have. Watch out. Kevin's been gone a week. This is a new phone. It's been used gently.
Oh,
whoa.
Very gently.
Just listening to John Mayer, getting to know Siri a little bit better.
Baby love me lots.
Wait, I don't know why I went to that. Like,
yeah, you talked away
the
from the mic.
What was your John Mayer accent there, by the way?
Oh, my
Baby
God.
Baby, love me lots. Baby, love me lots. Fathers be good to your dogs.
Amy T. Vault wrote, I remember downloading Comfortable on LimeWire my first year of college, 2002-03. I was hooked. His celebrity has been showing for many years, though, and to me, the floppy hipster look feels inauthentic and has made me less interested in what he's putting out. Dude has skills, though.
I don't think he's a floppy hipster, though. He's, like, buff now.
But his new thing is a little hipster.
Oh, does he, like
that, I mean, that
dead?
New music video, and he's doing the dead stuff.
I've seen him with hair bands and stuff. Yeah.
But no, it's funny. She's actually, Amy is one of the people who got me into him. We worked at a hospital together. When,
oh, really?
Yeah. And so, like, around 06 or whatever, she was like, listen to this stuff, though. And I was like, oh, shit.
Are you
like
ready
this.
To change your life?
Yeah.
Like,
she put the headphones on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the hospital for? Broken hearts?
Actually, yeah. They need to have one of those.
It's called the Heartbreak Hotel.
Damn.
It's a weird hospital name.
People check in, but they don't check out.
Yeah, that's the America Bernie wants. Hospital and a hotel. Free stays.
It's also a grocery store. Jesus.
I think John Mayer's the Bernie bro. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
That would make sense.
Sure.
I don't understand politics, so I don't
know. Oh, shit. Logan Cummins wrote, I worked with him on a shoot at work once.
Whoa.
This was a while ago, but he sent interns to get McRibs.
He's
arguably one of the best Instagram commenters. All right.
He's got a sense of humor.
I do love the McRib, so I'm turning around.
Are you a McRib man?
Oh, big McRib man.
Never had one.
Oh, I used to go nuts.
Uh-oh.
Every time they were in town, I would, oh, boy.
How many?
I just won.
20?
I just
get
one? I always
one?
Made sure to get it. Yeah.
I'd always get it.
I ate a McRib so I could suck my own dick. Just say the word rib. I'll make it into sucking my own dick somehow. let's see. Ben Eastman wrote the only good thing he did was on Chappelle Show sketch.
That is a great
sketch. Oh, yeah. That was very funny.
Oh, shit. Lynn Bixenspan wrote, I wrote a series of papers about him for my grad school personality psych class. He's pretty narcissistic, and I always think about the David Duke thing. Also, one Halloween, I was in a bar with him in the East Village. He was a stormtrooper.
Interesting.
Very
Who wants to be a stormtrooper? I mean, it's a cool costume. But yeah. What they represent? The dark
Fascists.
Side? Yeah.
That's a good point.
But he does have a big ego, but I think, I don't know, I hate when we get mad at rock stars and celebrities for having big egos. They should have, I don't want some unconfident.
You're true.
You know, they should. I want you to be confident. If you're a star, be a star.
That's true.
And that's why you can find me at House of Bricks on August 7th.
Oh, I love it. I love getting the plug in. Get the plugs in.
No,
like
not
that.
In Iowa. But it's ran by an Iowan person.
I did that in Iowa once.
I've done it. The Iowa room too.
Yeah.
This is Love on the Weekend.
It's a Friday. We finally made.
Like only we can.
I'm coming up and I'm loving
everything. You picked this song.
I haven't listened to the lyrics so closely, I guess.
So closely. It's not like a subtext. It's right there.
Oh. You be the DJ, I'll be the driver. I would never be the DJ in a car road trip. Never in my life would I take that job.
Now, a lot of people are into Love on a weekday, but what he did here was something that no one had heard before.
Right.
You take that love and you take it to the weekend, just like we can.
I've heard of like Love on a Monday, a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Day I'm in love.
Yeah, exactly. Thursday, I'm in love.
Monday, you can fall apart.
A Saturday?
I won't name them because they're a friend of the show and they listen to the podcast, but they'll appreciate the story that is about them. a friend who had gone through a breakup at some point in time. It was right when he went through that breakup, and he texted me to meet up with him, and I went to meet up with him at a karaoke bar, and I walked in, and none of our other friends were there, and he was singing Friday I'm in Love by The Cure to a room with no one else we knew.
Oh, my God. So I hope he's happy now.
Yeah, this was months ago.
Oh. Oh, no. I think I know who it was.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till we're off air.
Yeah, I can't wait till he gets here to play 2K after the show. All right. Let's hear really quickly a little bit of Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, and then we'll
because everybody loves that
no,
song.
No, you know what? We'll end the show with that.
I'll be the closer.
Yeah, we got that was the playlist. We've heard them all now.
Did you guys do you like John Mayer now?
That's a good question.
Well, before we give our ratings, we give you one last chance to say anything you want, any final defenses. We will drop our mics, whatever you want to say, get it out.
You know, I think it's been ignored today that he's really good at the guitar.
Fuck.
I like his personality. I think he's funny. I think a lot of people, I think he said some really questionable things. Agreed. All right. Not good. But I bet he said it. And then the second he said it, he felt stupid. And he's addicted to ego, which is a new thing I'm learning about. But I'm into that because I'm, frankly, I'd stare at a mirror all day if I could. If it was a cat, that's what I would do. So I get why he's into himself. Plus, he's lived a life. He kind of adapts himself to different projects, which is really cool to me. Like, not only has he done the John Mayer Trio, he's been with the Dead & Co., and he just still does his own individual projects. So it's cool to me that he still loves performing and playing the guitar. And a couple of years ago, he stepped away from celebrity to focus more on the music. And he's got an old dad. And he wears necklaces now. I think that's cool. He's got a Henley sometimes. So that's a fun thing. I just think people thought they got too cool for John Mayer when he still progressed as an artist. And they were like, now I listen to rock and roll. Rest my...
I did find one more comment, again, from Shalewa that I really liked, and it said, good that John Mayer has a TV show joint from the early aughts, bad that David Duke dick, ugly that he could still get it from me.
I think that says it all. Like, yeah, he said some mouth-collar things. He doesn't necessarily keep it safe. But baby, he is that sexual napalm we've been talking about since the beginning.
Yeah.
Give him a shot. Listen to 3x5 again. You'll feel young.
Yeah. So I don't love my stupid mouth.
Okay.
Back to You's fine.
It's a good one.
I like New Light. Weekend. Innovative. As Tommy said. XO. I'm not gonna piss off the beehive.
They're gonna come at you with bee emojis.
I'm gonna go 4 out of 6 here, just because I'm trying to be more. I'm trying to give it a fair thing, and I'm including a little bit of the stuff that I liked that you didn't.
We actually included some other
things.
I don't usually do. Okay,
but because I did, I was trying to put myself back in the headspace of what I did like about it, and trying to hear him out. I didn't play the clip that. Of him on MSNBC. He sounds a little douchey in it
to
me
still. I have to listen to it on my way home.
And him talking about his fashion is annoying too. People put that in the comments. But I don't know. He seems like he's honestly trying to be a better guy. I don't know. And I don't want to seem like a bitter, jealous bitch or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to drop it to 3.75.
Okay, 3.75 out of 6.
Out of 6, yeah.
Because somebody's a jealous bitch, Tommy.
Okay, here's the thing.
Well.
Thinking and talking about John Mayer makes me feel like the Bagel Boss guy. Every time I think about him, I'm bitter and jealous, and I don't like him, and I can't shake it, and I am a hater. And I, as I've said 17 times on this podcast, I admit he's very talented. And he's a very talented guy who sucks. Everything he says sucks. And
him biting his lip and looking at me.
Yes, he's very hot. I get it.
And I'm
going to
say it. He fucking sucks at guitar.
His stand-up is very bad.
Yeah, he's not Tommy's boss. He's not his father.
That's why I dropped it as the stand-up. It's brutal. And it's like, that shouldn't count.
As a stand-up, that should affect my choice more. Because I just hate when people think, like, I'll just do stand-up.
Yeah, and I get the mindset. Believe me, buddy, I get it. But you don't see me going out here singing and dancing.
Yes. Well, the important thing about this whole diatribe is that I'm self-aware. And nothing you can say if you were mad about this podcast would be right. So anyway, 1 out of 6, good night.
Oh, shit.
1 out of 6, good night!
All right, I'm going to change mine to 5.
Oh, he's leaving the room.
Tommy, you got any plugs? You don't want people to know where you're going to be at.
He's going to, the John Mayer trio of thousands is going to be angry. I'll plug myself. Yes. I am at Mara Wiles on all social media. I've got a podcast called Significant Others where we talk about famous couples or significant couples throughout history, on available on iTunes and Spotify. And yeah, I'm doing shows in New York all summer long, getting rained on and sweating it out.
Do it up. All right. I will be in Montreal at Just for Laughs Comedy Festival the day this episode drops, the 24th through the 28th.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau will be there. I'm doing some fun shows. I'm doing the John Doerr Gala on, I think, like the 26th or something like that. Or no, the 27th. I'm doing my solo show on the 27th, and I'm doing that on the 27th.
Oh,
and then
fun.
I'm doing some other shows around town the rest of the week. Come see it. I would love to see you there. Other than that, I'll be at the Big Hunt coming up. And check out, you know, social media, all that bullshit. Keep it crispy. Get on the Patreon. Miss ya. Bye.